Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All right, earlier in the year, as you know, guys, we do like to open the vault at the beginning of the season just to see how well you can pick what's going to happen in the game this year. So, first of all, I just want to open the vault to listen to the top eight predictions from you. Obviously, Finchie, you weren't here, so you're perfect.
South Warriors.
You did.
St. George.
Well, the man who sits in your seat usually is Wendell Saylor. He's not here, so why don't we have a listen to his first?
I'm going the Cowboys to win it in front of the Roosters, Storm, Eels, Dragons, Bunnies. The Broncos are in there. I had the Sharks in there, but I've just thrown the Knights in there. They're that feel-good story. I want the Knights to do well.
He's right about the feel-good story of the Knights.
Yeah,
they could still sneak into the
eight. Didn't have the Panthers in there.
Didn't have the Panthers.
No.
And he had the Cowboys up the top. Yeah. Where was the vault? Why didn't the vault open? I mean, I asked for a vault to open.
The vault has struggled.
Well, there we go. At least it was.
You
the
must have had
vault.
Wendell's tips in your pocket, Tony.
That's what happened because he wasn't here.
He's not
here.
I'd
been into the vault. I went on Thursday and got Wendell's tips out because he wasn't going to be here.
That's right.
That explains everything. Mm. All right. Now that the vault is open, we'll go with James Hooper.
I'm going to go for the Cowboys, Tone, to win the competition or finish on top. I think Melbourne Storm second, Parramatta Eels third, Sydney Roosters fourth, Sharks, Panthers. Then I've gone for the Rabbitohs and also the Dragons to finish in eighth.
That's a pretty good eight.
That's
I'll be happy with that.
Pretty good.
No,
I'll
well,
the Cowboys
about,
to win it.
And Eels third. Yeah, I think we can take now the Cowboys.
Cowboys and the Eels. That's a Barry.
It's a big mistake. But you had plenty of the ones who were in the running later on. What about you, Gerds? Ryan Girdler. Have a listen.
The Eels, the Storm, the Roosters, the Cowboys, the Sharks.
The Dragons.
Ooh. The Panthers and the Rabbitohs.
Nice.
Okay, yeah. The Eels. I think they're going to win the comp, Tony.
Tony,
you set that up.
You actually set that up.
He's been working on that for the last hour and a half.
It's just nasty. It's just because he can't watch the game tonight. Yeah. I actually made those predictions before I knew Todd Greenberg and the referees were going to change the rules and make the rules suit the bigger teams and take the Eels out of the equation.
Hang on, don't blame poor Todd.
Well, I mean, who's done this to the game?
Yeah, but you picked Parra.
Who's done it? They were never a chance.
He didn't tell you to pick Parra.
They
need
the ball in play.
The whole thing that does obviously show, though, is that what we thought and what is reality is so far apart. I mean, you mentioned earlier we're talking about the game of the Cowboys. We did all expect, and there's no reason not to expect them to go a step further with the addition of Jonathan Thurston and Scott back. Do you think it is as simple, though, as a change of style in the game?
I think it's certainly affected some teams more than others, absolutely. And, but no, I don't think, if the Parramatta and the Cowboys would be sort of travelling at the top of the table had those rules not come into place. I think there's an element of what's happened in their off-season and recruitment, retention, injury, all those things.
I think they've affected those teams
thus far in the season. But I just thought they'd be there. I just really thought after their season last year, Parramatta, I know they lost Semi, and I don't think we all really understood what a loss he was going to be. But they brought Jared, and I thought him coming in there with the right attitude could really contribute to their cause. And he's been injured a lot, and it just hasn't gone their way. And I'm shocked. I think everyone's shocked that Parramatta are coming last.
You weren't alone. Like, there were plenty of people who expected. I think most people thought the Eels were a top four side based on what we saw them do last year. They finished in the top four. Brad Arthur's got a great record as a really good coach. And, they've been the biggest the Parramatta Eels and the Cowboys have been the biggest disappointments of the season.
Finchie, obviously you weren't in the vault there, but your thoughts on the changes?
Yeah, I had Parramatta third, I think, in mine. I had Penrith fourth and Melbourne Cowboys at the top. So obviously Cowboys and Parramatta are the two biggest probably failures. Don't want to say failures, but teams have disappointed this year. I think South have had a really strong year.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Great.
I think Gerds, did you have South in yours?
Yeah,
there?
He did, yeah.
But a lot of people had them around that 7, 8, 9, 10 sort of mark, but the way the footy they're playing, I think, is a huge improvement. Such a big upside to the attack of South.
Yeah, the Bunnies and the Dragons as well, Finchie. I think you had those in your eight as well, Gerds. But they've really surprised a lot of sides. And that style that the Bunnies are playing, fast play the balls and lots of shifts, and it's up tempo. It's good to watch.
Yeah, it would be good
even
to watch.
The Tigers, I think, even though they might not make the eight.
No, not many people had the Warriors in their eight.
No, indeed. In fact, if we go into the vault a little bit further and dig around for a wooden spoon, you might see the Warriors' name come out a couple of times.
Because you love the vault, Tom. How much time have you spent in the vault this
week? Thank you, too
most
deep.
Of my life is... exactly.
Well, stay on the surface.
Hey, you're talking to me. Everything's just surface level. I have no depth whatsoever. Car park puddle. That's how deep I am. We went to that vault, of course, because after the first game this afternoon, we are at the halfway point of season 2018.